Blog Talk Radio.
I used to get feels on the bitch. Now I throw shields on the dick to stop me from the HIV shit. And niggas know they soft like a Twinkie filling, playing the villain, prepare for this rap killing. Biggie Smalls is the illest. Your style is played out like Arnold and that. What you talking about, Willis? The thrill is gone. The black Frank White is here to excite. Throw dicks to dice. Bitches are like I'm brainless. Guns are like I'm stainless steel. I want the fucking fortune like the wind. I squeeze gats till my clips is empty. Don't tempt me. You don't want the fuck.
Here I am. I'll be damned if this ain't some shit. Time to spread the bud, deliver it over harmony grit. It's the mood killer death trap. Yes, I'm a jet black ninja. Come in where you rest at, surrender. Step inside the ring, use the number one contender. Looking cold booty like your pussy in December. Nigga, stop bitching, button up your lippin'. From method, all you getting is a can of ass whipping. Hey, I be kicking you, son, you doing all the yapping. Acting as if it can't happen. Your frontin' got me mad enough to touch something. You want from Shallon, Allen, and ain't afraid to bust something. So what you want, nigga? You won't, nigga. I got a six shooter and a horse named Trigger. It's real, 94, rugged raw. Kicking on your goddamn doors.
A little something like this.
Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit.
Yeah.
Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hips.
You don't stop.
Them niggas pack the clip.
Keep on, bitch.
Verse
2. Coming with that OE bro, met the cab, putting niggas back in ICU. I'm lifted, tro. You can bring your whack ass crew. I got connections, I get that ass stuck like glue. Huh, no question, I'll be coming down and shit. Yo, I get rugged as a motherfucking carpet get, and niggas love it. Not in the physical form, but in the mental. I spark and they cells get warm. I'm not a gentle man, I'm a method man. Baby, accept it, utmost respected.
Assume the position.
Stop looking, listen. I spit on your grave, then I grab my Charles Dickens.
Welcome
bitch
to my center. Honeys feel it deep in their placenta. Cold as the pole in the winter. Far from the inventor. Well, I got this rap shit sold, and when my Mac'em loads, I'm guaranteed another video. Ready to die while I act that way. Pop Duke left Mom Duke. The faggot took the back way. So instead of making hoes suck my dick up, I used to do stick up, cause hoes is irritating like the hiccup. Excuse me, flows just grow through me. Like trees to branches, cliffs to avalanches. It's the praying mantis, deep like the mind of Farrakhan. A motherfucking rap phenomenon. Plus,
I got more glocks and text than you.
I make it hot.
Niggas won't even stand next to you.
Nigga, touch me, you better bust me 3 times in the head. Or motherfuckers dead. You thought so.
Yeah. Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit.
Uh-huh.
And everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hips.
You don't stop.
And niggas pack the clip.
Keep on.
Uh-huh.
Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake the hip.
You don't stop.
And niggas pack the clip.
Keep boom.
Yeah.
Big
shit.
People, it's your boy Brooklyn Black, and it is 10 o'clock on Friday, March 9th, so you are locked in into another episode of Pre-Game Radio. How y'all doing? And of course, 15 years ago today, we said goodbye to hip-hop legend and Notorious B.I.G., so today we will be spinning a whole lot of Biggie covers, remixes, freestyles, things of that nature. And also, you know, you want to call, got a request, or you want to give a shout-out, hit me up, 347-857-4302. We got some more music to spin, some new Sagittarius Black. So definitely check us out while we rock for the next couple of hours. It's Pre-Game Radio.
Oh, oh, check it out.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like
in the place with style and grace. Allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy. The back of the club, sipping my wetness where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it. I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting funny, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave, throw the keys to little C. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. The honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
Imagine in business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals, money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure, so grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright?
Right.
Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Now full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby, baby.
Make me lick you from your neck to your back to your shit.
shivering, tongue delivering, chills up that spine, that ass is mine. Skip the wine and the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking. Deja vu, the blood spark, finger fucking in the park, pissy off a cardi dog. Remember when I used to play between your legs? You begged for me to stop because you know where it would head. Straight to your mother's bed, not the Marriott. We'd be lucky if we found a spot next to your sister. Damn, I really missed her. Where she used to rub my back when I hit that. Where she used to giggle when your ass would wiggle. Now I know you used to sweet set the Park of Meridian, trip to the Caribbean, but tonight no end. There's another one. And another one. And another one. One. Like a wine face Rolex, you just shine. I like that waistline. Let me hit that from behind. Which wall you wanna climb? My style genuine. Girl, I love you all time. I got you pinned up. Put your fucking limbs up. All because you like the way my bed was rimmed up. Bitch, keep your chin up. Please watch me do me nasty. Like it when you make it move fast on me. I like it when you throw it on me. No love making, strictly back booking. Seasonal, all his hoes go to my door. They go to his flow to fuck them up. So no caviar, shark bar, strictly sex, that's sweet to your leftover spaghetti. I know you used to slow CDs and Don P's, but tonight it's 8-track and 6-pack while I hit that.
Game Radio celebrating Biggie today, and also this just in, lucky me, Mr. New City will be addressing the interview that was done last night with Amanda, aka Whois.com, on a special pregame radio. He will be calling in momentarily just to clear the air, give his side of the story. So if you guys were following me on the Facebook post yesterday, and if you guys tuned in last night, you guys already know it was kind of heated. You know, it's kind of a heated expose, things that's going down. So hopefully he will be shedding some light on the situation, and we'll get to the bottom of it. But nonetheless, we are still celebrating Biggie. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to take that back to Ready to Die days. Let me see if y'all remember this shit, and we'll be right back.
Me and I respect to all the gunmen, all of the gunmen, I keep gunmen friend. I'm my Look, nothing, nigga.
Look,
that's nothing. That's nothing.
Look at you.
You already know the bag, nigga.
Yeah.
My faggot ass nigga. Pass the chronic, nigga. You're talking all that bullshit.
Yo, watch
talking
face.
All that bullshit. How did I fall better? How did I fall better? How did I do? $100 It's a bet.
$200
$200
$200
$200
$200
$200
$200
$200
Play Monopoly with real cash. Me and Biggie and the models be shaking ace to Diddy ass and Parada B. Something you cats got to see and the watches be. All types of shapes and stones. Being broke is childish and I'm quite grown. Run up in the club with the ice on. Me and Pice on. Scope the spot out, see something nice and I'm gone. You cats is home screaming the fights on. I'm in the 1500 seats watching Tyson. Same night, same fight. One of us cats ain't playing right. I let you tell it. People, place yourselves in the shoes of two felons and tell me you won't ball every chance you get. At any chance you hit, we live for the moment. Makes sense, don't it? Now make dollars. Cats pop bottles, bone chicks that favor our dollars and rack up frequent flyer mileage.
Gotta let it show.
Magnums while jigging back something. Watch platinum, got jet lag from flights back and forth, pop corks are the best grapes, make the best CDs and the best tapes. Don't forget the vinyl. Take girls, break spinals. Biggie B, Richie like Lionel. Shit, you seen the Jesus, dip the H classes, ice project off light, chick flashes, blinding broke asses. Even got rocks in the beard and mustaches, rock top fashion. Ain't shit changed, except the number after the dot on the range. Way niggas look at me now, kinda strange. I hate y'all too, rather be in Caribbean sands with Rachel. It's unreal, out the blue, Frank White got sex appeal. Bitches used to go ill, still so still. Trying to see 5 mil off the single, for real. You ain't phasing the amazing, while your gun's raising, mine is blazing. See you on, see me on, talking to sweetness. Take it for weakness, elite quick. Rocka, rocka, fella, bad boy, collabo, two MCs with Mad Dog.
Stay full, nigga, skip the ball, cause we mad at doors. Snatch the P89s that we pack in the drawers, and we clap the doors of your Acuras. Snap like cameras on amateurs. Make you all dance, hold a hammer to yours. Jigging big rock ice, no cracks and flaws. Everybody got a part to play, back to yours. Run up in your crib now, crack your doors. Watch the real players live, it's a habit to floss. Play the charts like the Beatles, y'all adapt the loss. And toast Chris Style on behalf of y'all. Too bad for y'all, ain't too many as bad as yours. Truly do we keep laughing at y'all, little bastard y'all.
We hit makers with acres, road shakers in Vegas. You can't break us, lost chips on Lakers. Gassed off Shaq, country house, tennis courts and horseback. Ride and decide and crack crab or lobster. Who say monsters don't prosper? Niggas is actors, niggas deserve Oscars. Me, I'm critically acclaimed. Slug past your brain, reminisce on dames who Coochie used to sing when we rock house pieces and puffy Gucci links. Now we buy homes in unfamiliar places. Tito smile every time he see our faces. Cases catch more than outfield doors. Half these rapping cats ain't seen war, couldn't score if they had point games. They lame, speak my name, I make them dash like Dame.
Love the dog.
More than you know.
Yes, this is pregame radio. We're doing, you know, we're just showing love and paying tribute to Biggie. And as I stated earlier, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Damon, will definitely be in the building momentarily to create an air over last night's interview with a man. And to my knowledge, both parties will be in the building, so we'll definitely have something going. But give me your Biggie requests. Give me your shout-outs. You know, hit me in the chat room. Hit me on Facebook, all that good stuff, and we'll definitely get stuff going. This next one here goes out to goes to the Wash Club. They know who they are. Big shout out to them, and we'll be right back.
Yo, let me ask you a question, yo. Would you kill for me?
The act of making love.
When I met you, I admit my first thoughts was a trick. You look so good, huh? I suck on your daddy dick. Yeah. I never felt that way in my life. It didn't take long before I made you my wife. Got no rings and shit, just my main squeeze. Coming to the crib, even had a set of keys. During the day, you helped me bag up my nickels. In the process, I admit, I tricked a little. But you was my bitch, the one that never snitched. Tell me when I'm broke or when I'm filthy fucking rich. And I admit, when the time is right, the wine is right, I treat you right. You talk slick, I beat you right. I want a bitch that like to play CeeLo and crack, pack and gas in a coach bag, steam and dime bags. A real bitch is all I want, all I ever had. With a box just as strong as me, toting guns just as long as me. The bitch belongs with me. Any plans with another bitch, my bitch is solid. One day she used my toothbrush to clean the toilet. Throwing my clothes out the window, so when the wind blows, I see my polos and Timbos. Hide my car keys so I can't leave. A real slick bitch, keep a trick up her sleeve. And if I deceive, she won't take it lightly. She'll invite me politely to fight G. And then we lie together, cry together. I swear to God, I hope we fucking die together.
Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch.
Plan out my robberies on my enemies. Didn't hesitate to squeeze to get my life out of danger. Yeah. One day she put 911 on the pager. Had to call back whether it's minor or major. No response. The phone just rung. Grab my vest, grab my gun to find out the problem. When I pulled up, police was on the scene. Had to make the U-turn, make sure my shit was clean. Drove down the block, stashed the burner in the bushes. Stepped to police with the shoves and the pushes. It didn't take long before the tears start. I saw my bitch dead with the gunshot to the heart. And I know it was meant for me. I guess the niggas felt they had to kill the closest one to me. And when I find them, their life was to an end. They killed my best friend. Me and my
just
bitch.
Me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just 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 me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch.
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip,
motherfucker. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling in front, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Skis. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. With Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coat. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast, condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood, and it's still all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
Game Radio, and you guys see me posting on Facebook, and you guys heard me talking about it earlier in the show. Yesterday, you know, I had free time, so I kind of went on a posting spree yesterday, and this is for those who want to go and check back for reference. I had put up a post that said, he fucks white girls because they're quiet. Hide, lucky. And that sparked a, like, 260 comment debate between Luck, myself, Miss Amanda, Carol, and a couple of other people. You know, people, everyone came and they had kind of like their own two cents to have. And hey, it was a public post, so of course they got the right to do that. But also, during that time last night, it was kind of the idea to let's air it out on the show both sides. So last night, she stepped to and she said her piece. And questions were asked, questions got answered. And as of now, we have Lucky Me back in the building. And Lucky Me is here to respond and also to, he says, clear the air because there are lies being told. Right? So we got Lucky Me in the building. So, look, what's the scenario?
Hello? I'm on the air?
Yeah.
I'm on the radio. Oh, my God. I'm on the radio. All right.
Still fine.
Yeah. Nah, yo, listen. I apologize about last night. That's what happens when you get stuff in your system. I'm a rookie. I fell asleep. And then I woke up to the – I saw the comments and the thing. Let's start off here. We're going to start this thing off, and we're going to talk about what's really going on. Where's the anger coming from? That's what we're going to talk about. Because, honestly, I'm not angry. I'm good. All right. Now, we got Miss Amanda. All
right. Now, Josephina. Before Miss Amanda gets on, she has to, like,
Listen. She had her turn all last night with no interruptions. Now it's my turn. I'm in my drawers. I'm fresh out the shower. Pause. And I'm ready. I'm ready to air shit out. That's how we want to do it. Now we're about to get crazy. Goof on style. That's how we about to do it.
All right. Now, before we do that, now, Evan, are you pretty much caught up?
No, I'm not. But please proceed. I will.
How you doing, Ev?
What's up, nigga? How you doing?
How you doing? Oh, my goodness. How you doing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's big anniversary. Big
All right. Elmira, New York. Club chill.
All right. That's what's up. All
right. So, look, let's go. What's going on? What's your side? Okay. First question I'm asking because there's some beating around the bush. Hold on.
There's some
beating around the bush going on. And we came to the conclusion last night, but now it's being denied again. So I have to ask, did you smash?
Yeah, I did. That's what I'm going to say. I want you to ask me all types of questions, and I want to give you honest answers, good, honest answers, because anybody know Lucky Me, I'm reckless with the mouth, and it comes straight out for us. And so it's honesty. So, yes, I did.
Okay. Now,
all the time.
was there more than once?
If I want to put a number on it, maybe 60 times.
Six?
60.
60.
Yes.
Okay, now, according to last night's interview, you may have smashed once a long time ago.
Listen.
And it was whack, and pretty much you were just there for a head.
Well, you know what? I'm glad we live in a day of technology, and I should have my man Pudge from the season, and call in, because he's lived in the house where everyone was living. And so, like R. Kelly said, I was banging the head, boy.
(laughs) 347-8574-302 Lucky Me gives his side of the story. We got Amanda on the chatting. So she's, so she's probably comparing those. So she's kind of upset.
She gets no burn yet.
In all fairness, we are going to let Lucky speak his piece as Amanda was able to speak her piece.
Okay. Well,
and just
ask him questions. Bring them on.
You got questions?
Good
questions into
Ed. No. I need to be an observer. I need to be on the outside looking in
Light your blunt.
I'll chime in, momentarily. But please proceed.
Bring them on. I want the question. Bring them on.
Okay. And now also, the thing was, she was washing your drawers, cooking your meals, driving you back and forth to work. And wherever she may have needed to go.
Okay.
And pretty much you were kept around, one, for oral sex, and two, because you paid half her rent. Now, the question that I arose was, there's no way. How can a man be living with a woman who washes his drawers, cooks his meals, XYZ, and he's not smashing?
All right, well, all right, just give you a quick history because she's not going to be a woman and give you a quick history. To be totally honest about this, then we're going to throw all the sarcastic sandwiches out for a second. This is the situation. I'm sitting in my little swap shop because I'm a bum nigga. I'm sitting in my little swap shop, and, you know, I met this young lady. I met her at a party. I met her at one of my parties or whatever. She had her titties out. I said, "Hey, miss, can I sign your booth?" She said, "Okay." She said, and she let me sign her booth. From then on, or whatever the case may be, the next party she came through, I fucked her in the bathroom. So, but anyway, so that we just gonna get that out of the way. Now, after that, you know what I mean? She started to come around, or whatever the case may be, and I seen that a person that she was living with, she hit me with the sad story that she was being taken advantage of. She was getting beat up and abused. I'm a kid from a group home, foster homes. I'm not really a fan of people being abused and stuff like that. If you're a nice person, you shouldn't be taken advantage of. So I said, how can I help you get out of that situation? So I said, you know something? I volunteered my services. I said, listen, you can come rock with me or whatever the case may be. Get your life together. You know what I'm saying? Get your life together or whatever. This is a time where you don't have no crazy bills. Clear your mind. Get a job. Show your family that you're not a waste of sperm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I did. In the process of that, did she cook certain meals? Yeah, out of the whole time that she was there from August to about January, she cooked about 20 meals.
Wait, hold on. I must cut you off and I'll even revert back to yesterday's interview to check it. But according to my memory from the interview, you were there from October to January.
Nah, she was there from August.
You said from August?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Right, August, right in August, going into September. Can't remember right. Specific date, but I'm being honest. Okay.
All right, so we pretty much have a discrepancy already with the story and the interview from yesterday. Now, continue.
Yeah, so... I'm just a good guy. And so I said, you know, so as I've seen, now listen, before she came, anyone knows me. I'm not a driver. I can buy or purchase a vehicle if I want. I'm not a driver. I'm a man who likes to sit passenger side. I like people to drive me places, whether it's via cab or whatever the case may be. When she did drive me to work, you know, which I had a bike to ride to work because I'm a bike dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm 40 years old with a bike, so don't judge me. But she was paid. You know, gas, the same money that I would pay the cab driver $6, I'll put $10 in her tank. These are the things that I would do. I would give her the $10. She would take $5, put it in her gas tank, and then she'll eat snacks with the rest of it. Did she do my laundry? A couple of times she did my laundry. It was a everyday thing or every fourth day thing. Out of the whole time, she probably did my laundry about 3 times out of all those months. That is true. I give her that 3 times. She's cost me more, like the girl Carol Garcia said. She said, "Oh, well, yeah, use each other." It wasn't about using her per se, because before she came into the picture, I was paying people to take me to work, or I was taking cabs. Money on the wood made the game go good. My money is good. My cab money is good. Let me say that. So I didn't need her for her vehicle. Recently, she drove me to the city. I didn't need her to drive me to the city. My little Debbie case just got a car, and it could have got us to the city or whatever the case may be. All I was trying to do was broaden her horizon, being that she's never seen the Big Apple. She probably ate an apple, but she's never seen the Big Apple. Those are the things that I wanted to do. Now, she said she drove me back and forth to Ithaca. Yeah, she every time, you know, I put gas in her car, she could have easily said no. And the only reason why she drove me, because she had, in her little sick mind, she thought that I would be with her. All this is based on her being jealous of little Debbie Cakes. She had an opportunity to have her own reality show. When I came to, I was going to do a show called Something About Hooters. She declined it. She wanted money. She's a gold digger. I said, no, miss, I am broke. You cannot get paid to do a reality show. She's a gold digger. Next question.
Now, in all aspects, in all respects, she did, however, she did thank you. for what you've
you're
done
not,
and the things you've shown her.
I'm sorry, what you said?
I said she thanked you.
And honestly, I can say this. I can say this. Since she, I got her out of that situation, she lost a tremendous amount of weight, or whatever the case may be, which is a good look. You know, anybody losing weight, you know, that's good for your body and your health and your heart and stuff like that. That's the only positive thing.
She stays in the gay bar.
You know, she stays drinking. She stays drinking. My thing is, why are you in the bar if your life ain't together? What are you celebrating? My life is okay, but it's not together. So I can't be in the bar celebrating. What is there to celebrate?
All right, hold on. We got a caller who's calling blocked, but it's all well and good. Hold on.
Get the call on the air.
Block caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, block caller.
Yeah, I'm here.
Nah, not you, Luck. The other one. All right. You get it when you're ready. Okay, so in your mind, in your eyes, were you and Amanda ever a couple?
No. We're never. This is the reason why we're never a couple. But to be honest, we were about to be a couple because once upon a time, which the video, I have the video footage. If you would like to put it, I put it on the website. Her and her friends, they faked the pregnancy for $50. They faked the pregnancy. They had a friend of theirs who were pregnant in the house. Her name is Devin, fat bitch. They went to the bathroom. She peed in a cup, left the cup under the sink, came downstairs, and then said, "Oh look, yeah, I'm not going to be in the bathroom with them, so it could be a real thing." They came downstairs, did the pregnancy test. They said they were pregnant. Now, I'm a man. If a female says she's pregnant with my child, I'm going to step up no matter how big, how fat, how pretty, how ugly, whatever. I'm going to be a man about mine. I'm, you know, you tell me. It is what it is. I know what I do. I can say, you know something? I'm going to step up. But they lied for $50. They faked the pregnancy. Now, they would have split that 50-25. You figure it's three people. So three people spending $50, they faked the pregnancy. So when I learned that she would do something like that, she had no chances after that ever being my girlfriend. 347-857-4302. Lucky me is clear in the air. And plus, we got to get into one, and we're coming right back. Hit us
coming
up.
Right
we got
back.
Any requests? And we'll be right back.
Free game.
Yo, check it. Call Lil C's. Tell that motherfucker to bring me some motherfucking weed from the hospital. Man. Fuck that. Tell that reporter to go pick up 10,000 from Dez and go take about like 20 G's from Gino. Tell that motherfucker to get this nigga next door up out of here. This nigga be snoring all night. I can't sleep. And call that big butt nurse with the long hair to come suck my dick.
Bad boy, man. Come on.
The doctor said I need about 3 weeks of recovery. But the nurses is loving me, saying the best part of the day is my half. Feeding me breakfast and giving me a sponge bath. Nigga say I died dead in the streets. Nigga, I'm getting high, getting head on the beach. Chilling, sitting on about half a million. With all my niggas, all my guns, all my women. The next 2 years, got to see about a billion. All for the love of drug dealing. Got no love for the other side, fuck them tricks. Any repercussions, Junior Mafia spit clip all the time. Big Papa kick the war around. Raw flow, and that's how it goes.
Come on. Ringing chains, uh-huh. Truck necklace, igloo, ringing things. For the bitches, you see them rims spinning grins. That shit with the bee trimmed and wings. Heavy and large, I still got spurs to rap. On the road to the riches, more furs to drag. More niggas to kill, then birds to bag. Hit the jeweler and splurge the tab. Hop out the truck like Trick, what up? Call me Sean if you suck, call me gone when I nut. That's the end of us. Get your friend to fuck, twist and bend her up. You know the deal, niggas talking real easy on some ball and shit. Funny how quick these pricks forget. Acting like I ain't the reason they traded they shit. Switch that 5, cop that 6. It's all good, you know who the clone is. Fuck the Joneses, niggas trying to keep up with the cones. Come on,
the notorious K.I. to the M. That's me and MTV, no doubt. Titty out like, whoa, don't give a fuck. Y'all know my attitude. Can't stand my cologne and stay your ass home. You ran your chaperone. Things done changed, but we continue to reign as the king and the queen of hip hop. Me and B.I. Frank White, still a center of attention. I'm by his side with the chrome fist, playing my position. Sex, young thing from the ghetto. That bitch rocking mics and high heels to level. We taking over like Francis, switching our styles like the hottest new dances. See, I let y'all live a stack of little paper. Be glad I pushed my album back. I did y'all hoes a favor.
Come on now. What's his name?
It is Free Game Radio, and since we are near hour two of pregame radio. I figure I open up the airwaves, open up the line, because she's been waiting patiently to respond and give her rebuttal. You know, we're waiting on Luck to call back. You know, so we're trying to see what's going down. 347-857-4302. Questions or comments, you know what I'm saying? Request for a Biggie track, however it go. Definitely got you tonight, all right? Amanda, what's up?
Hey.
What's good?
Not much. Just getting to
the ground. Let's get into it.
Wait, hold on 1 second. I can't hear you. Let me get
this phone. All right, let me check this out. 0666. Wow, crazy number. 0666.
Oh,
you're live on the air.
That's him.
Yeah, hold on. Wait. Rick, I'm back. What is going on here? This is supposed to be, she don't get no burn until the end of the show. She had her time yesterday. Why is she on the air, Brooklyn Black? Why is she on the air, Brooklyn Black?
It does not matter.
Jerry.
Why are you all pissed off about it?
Brooklyn Black, do what's right. Do the black thing. Do the right, do the Spike Lee, do the right thing. Put her on hold. She had one time last night for now.
You're lying.
Hold up. Look, is there more that you would like to add? Yes. Can you please put on hold?
Okay.
We need
to
put you like to add, so therefore I have more questions.
I'll stay quiet. Don't put me on hold.
All right. Hey, you relax. We're going to get back into it. Okay. Look, proceed.
Listen. You don't give her a whole show, and then you want to ask me the little questions and then get her in. I understand good ratings, and I'm all for good ratings. I put crazy statuses all day for good ratings. I understand the thing of good ratings, but you have to be fair. You know what I'm saying? Capital F, you got to be fair here. You got to ask the questions that the people want to hear because of what was said last night. I was intoxicated, so I couldn't respond last night, but be fair.
All right, so you have more to the story. You were, you had left off of that, that she goes out, she drinks, and she doesn't have her life together.
Yeah, she doesn't have her life together. She doesn't.
Okay.
She doesn't have. I mean, now she has two jobs. One of those jobs, thanks to me, because she got the McDonald's job through Tasty Cakes, which is one of my old players, who I said in September, yo, look out for the young little lady, you know what I'm saying? She needs some revenue in her pocket. Get her a job. Now she just now gets a job. Out of all those months, I throw it at Allie. Next.
Okay. Now. Okay. Yo, Amanda, chill. Like I said, you'll get your time to burn. Now. So, when did it start to go bad? Because she had stated that you guys were a couple and you had cheated on her with Debbie Cakes and consequently left her for Debbie Cakes.
Listen, we were never in a relationship. Never in a relationship. Did I ever tell her that I love her and stuff like that? Yes, I did. I keep it a buck. But I was never in a relationship with her.
Okay. So you were never in a relationship. So when did it start going bad? Was it like towards January it went bad or
no, it went bad.
Was something that boiled over?
In September, in September, not only did her and her friends rob me for an Xbox 360 or whatever the case may be, they faked a pregnancy. They were faking pregnancy. And not only was she doing that, she was in men's beds. She has confessed to me in public that she was in men's beds. She goes to bars and she goes to random dudes' beds. Penis is all in the face, all over the place.
Okay, now she is stating that she did not rob you. Never.
Listen. I've given her money and stuff like that. She's house going, which is true. But she was a part of that. Like I said, if I'm hanging out with you and you're driving and you say, hold on, I got to stop, and you go into the bank and you rob the bank and then you run out the bank and you get into the car, I'm accessory to the crime. I'm not going to get as much time as you, but they're going to give me something. Guilty by association.
Wow. 347-857-4302. This is when Facebook posts go crazy. So it started to go bad when she allegedly had a in it when she allegedly was an accessory in the robbing of your Xbox 360.
And a fake pregnancy. First started off fake pregnancy came first.
And the fake pregnancy.
She had
now, how many
times
did she fake pregnancies with you? And how come you weren't able to pick up on it after the first time?
No, she only did it one time. She faked the pregnancy one time when they came out the bathroom. Me and Tyler Taylor, who I don't speak to no more, Lindsay did it with him, and Hooters did it with me. They came out there crying, and I felt real bad. You know, I said the typical male shit, like, you know what I'm saying, how much is it going to cost, and what you want to do? You know what I'm saying? You know, guys like, whatever you want to do, we're going to do. I said the traditional male stuff, but then it was over $50. If it was over like $5,000, then I respect it. But they were splitting $50 three ways. And they that was the master plan. It was okay to sit together and say, yo, this is what we're going to do to get $50 out of Lucky, because out of all the dudes, I'm the one with the money. They know this. That's why women sometimes they want to sex me, because they think I have a lot of money, and they want to get next to me because they think I'm a baller, because I take pictures with money. That's what they do. I'm aware that they do stuff like that, but for $50, you fake a pregnancy? Who does that? Hooters.com does that. I made her, and I'm going to bring her down.
Now, despite the fact that everything like that, like, she just wants to go your separate ways, live, like, you know what I'm saying, and just act like you guys don't even know each other.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm aware, since I've been up, and you've known me, we grew up together, you know my goods and bads, and her being in my life, her being out of my life, I save money. At the end of the day, all I try to do is help people. It always turns out, like, with the Courtney Rosales and stuff like that, this is the thing. It's all about money. And that's the reason why I do it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times I ask for it myself because I throw all the bait on the fishing rod and I take the pictures with all the money and they see it and they're like, oh, my God, who is this guy? And you got to have all this money and I want to be next to him. If I suck his dick, if I fuck him, or if I tell him I love him and all this stuff, I can get that or get close to that. Or he'll trick, you know, most of these city dudes, they go to the suburb areas and then there's a new swag and they trick on these women. And so they're accustomed to dudes doing that. I'm the cheapest nigga under the sun. I'm a food stamp date type of guy. So that's what it's all about. Now, to answer your question as far as moving on, it's kind of hard to move on when my bell, which is my bell, my money, my cash, is in her name. You know what I mean? It's like you say, oh, I want you out of my life, which is cool. Then if you really wanted me out of your life, you would say, huh, Lucky, your case ain't gonna be over for a couple months. Here's your $250 now, and then when your case is over, I'll just go get my $250 back later. Then that would be something like, you know something, I'll respect that, because you know that's guaranteed, that money. She want me in her life. She know I have no choice but to be in her life. My bail was in her name. It's not her money. Any bail, time out, I'm out on two bails right now, my money. These girls don't put no money up for my bail. Lucky spends his own cash. That's why the whole thing of separating can't happen right quick, because she'll say that, but she didn't tell you that my bell's in her name.
Okay. But, she's stating now that she actually did love you. So do you think that since you told her that you loved a couple of times, like she was probably misled that, to the idea that you guys were indeed a couple, or?
Well, to be totally frank, to be honest, Mr. Brooklyn Black, this is a great question. The reason why I said that I love her and stuff like that is because I had a main goal. A main goal is for her to get her life together. Sometimes if a man just goes up to a female and say, hey, how you doing, beautiful? I think you can do great things in this world. I think you're destined to be someone special or whatever. I think you should do this and do that. Women won't just say, oh, my God, this guy just came to me and he believes in me, and you know what, I'm just going to start doing the right thing. That's just not going to happen. Us as men, sometimes we have to trick them and for them to follow our lead. You know what I mean? It's funny what females would do when you tell them that you love them, when you have sex with them, or whatever the case may be. He did a little pussy, or whatever the case may be. it's funny that we have to lie to them to get them to do what we want them to do when it only betters that betters like her. Like, if she would have got been working all the time and saving money, that don't do nothing for me. That betters her. The only thing it does for me is, like, you know something? That's someone I saw good in, and I thought that, you know, I pushed her into the right direction. That's what it's all about.
Okay. So, in lieu of just saying I love you, was there anything else that you may have said to her that kind of steered her in that direction?
No.
Kind of think, oh, yeah, he's my man. We're going to be together. Like, was there anything else that you may have said?
Listen, this is what kills me with females. First of all, when you met me, I told you how I do my season. You get 3 months to make the starting team. If not, you're out of here. Now, she did stick around, or whatever the case may be, or whatever, but that's the thing. She never made the starter position. She's never been a starter. You know what I mean? She never comes to practice. You know what I'm saying? She's always fine. She gets injected out of games. She can never be a wifey, because all she does is she flips the script, and then when she gets mad, she calls herself exploiting people and telling people's business and all that stuff like that, and she tells it to the people who don't give a fuck about her and her life. And so, prime example, which is something, and what I'm about to say here, don't kick me in the nuts for it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And I feel for her and her family. I send my condolences out to her and her family. She's going through a tough time with her grandpa. Rest in peace to him, and hopefully, you know what I mean, he passed on, he goes to heaven or whatever the case may be. Why aren't you with your family, mourning with your family? Where is she at 2 nights back-to-back? She's in a bar. That's the respect that she has for her grandpa, that she's in bars and stuff like that. Supposed to be with your family and loved ones, and you know, your mom and your aunts, and y'all come together to the family to, you know what I mean, mourn a good man.
Okay, so once again, that's just still returning back to the thing of her drinking, but she's saying that she is home.
Listen.
Oh, she does not want a good man. She wants a cowboy.
She don't want a good man. She wants a cowboy. Listen, these women up here in Elmira and up here in these places, they don't want a good man. They want a trophy. They want somebody to brag about. They want status. It's the whole thing of status. Oh, who you mess with? Oh, I mess with this guy. He owns a swap shop. When they think of ownership, they think of independence. You think of, you know, if I had a girl that owned a company or a business, you would think that it just speaks major dollars or whatever. It's all about status. It's not about love. It's not about, even if she did have a cowboy goes out there and works. That means she would have to do yard work. She would have to cook. She would have to bathe every single day. She would have to do a lot of things.
Okay, 347-857-4302 is Free Game Radio. Once again, we have a block caller with their hand up. Let's see what they want to say. Block caller, you're
not getting in. Don't fall for it. Go find out. She's not getting in. Not yet. I want to get my piece off. So even if you got to go to a song, not trying to run your show, no disrespect, but you know what I'm saying, go to the side and see who that private call is. Because she had her turn yesterday. It's my turn, Mr. New City.
So we're gonna get into another Biggie track, man. And you guys, you know, we're having this convo. It is what it is. They're airing it out. But hope you guys are having fun, you know. You listen to your Biggie tracks, the ones I'm spinning, you go out to the club tonight and all that.
Baby.
No, it is what it is. We'll be right back. It's Free Game Radio.
I was a terror since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the tray juice and the deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up in hats and sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my jack? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start something. Bucking and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Coming out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is...
Bullshit, and we party up, and bullshit, and we party up, and bullshit, and
boy. Niggas wanna front, who got your back? Niggas wanna flex, who got the gap? It ain't hard to tell, I'm the East Coast overdoser. Nigga, you scared, you're the poster. Nigga, I toast you. Put fear in your heart. Fuck up the party before it even starts. Is he drunk? Over Henny and Skunk? Or some brand new BM shit beating down punk? And bitches in the back looking righteous in the tight dress. I think I might just hit her with a little Biggie 101. How to tote a gun and have fun with Jamaican rum conversation. Blunts in rotation. My man Big Shot got the Glock in his waist and we're smoking, drinking. Got the hooker thinking. If money smell bad, then this nigga big is stinking. Is it my charm? I got the hookers eating out my palm. She grabbed my arm and said, let's leave calm. I'm hitting skins again. Rolled up another blunt for the Heineken. Niggas thought the low down, a kid got choked out, blows with stone, and a fucking fight broke out. Yo, chill, man, chill. Can't we just all get along so I can put stickies on a chest like little Sean? Get a pissy drunk off a dome, carry on, and it's on, and I'm gone. That's that.
Uptown like this.
Yes, this Free Game Radio, your boy Brooklyn Black. You guys are just tuning in. Whew. It's been a doozy. It's definitely been a doozy here today on Free Game Radio. We got Lucky Me here. He's responding to the interview from last night. That was here. We had Miss Amanda on. She was airing out some things, clearing things out. So we have Lucky Me here responding, and we'll be having Miss Amanda coming back in a little bit to clear the air. Hopefully, I can get the both of them here on the debate, and then we get some truth to a lot of things being said, because the stories are not adding up. And if you've been listening from the beginning, you guys are aware of that. You know what I'm saying? But Lucky Me is here, you know. Tell
Come on.
The story.
I'm back on?
He's on. You're just here just telling the story.
Am I on? Am I back on?
Yes, you're back on.
Now, let me ask you a question. What doesn't sound right to you? I want to make sure. I want to make sure everything is clear. Like, what's not adding up to you?
Well, what's not adding up, time frames aren't adding up. Like, she's saying one thing, you're saying the complete opposite, but there are some points that connect. Like, there's a lot of things that make sense. Like, there was one part of the puzzle, now you're given the other piece, so it's starting to look, it's just that the puzzle still looks a bit off.
I mean, it's cut and dry. It's cut and dry. You know, I met her, it was a jump-off thing, and that's what it was. I'm saying, that's what I do. I fuck white girls. At the time, I had multiple girls. She was just a girl, part of my season. She was one of those. I met her, she had big boobs, or whatever, I fuck in the bathroom, it is what it is. In my mind, I know if you're going to let me poke in the bathroom or whatever on the second time I meet you, then it's like, all right, now I know where that go. But then she told me she was pregnant. When she told me she was pregnant, now people know how I feel about kids and what the situation I'm going on with my son Amari. Now, when someone tells me that they're pregnant, this is a serious matter. Like, I'm taking it like, all right, she's serious, so now I have to take her serious. And what I did was, you know, she's talking about how she wanted to keep it. Not only did she do that, she was sending messages to her family members that she was pregnant, and she knew that she wasn't pregnant at all. Now, when someone would do that to me, knowing what I've been going through with my son, that just shows, like, in my mind, now you would never ever be a chance of being my girl. Never. Never.
Okay, now, you're saying you fucked in the bathroom. Now, she's saying that you took her by the hand and took her to the bathroom and pulled down her pants.
Yeah, this is what happened. The second party, I was trying to get her there, so she didn't have no ride. So I said, yo, get in the cab. Or whatever, alcohol, drinks, whatever. And I told her to get in the cab. I paid for that. She called. I paid for the cab. She gets out the cab with this crazy dress or whatever. Her big ass titties is popping out, and whatever this the case may be. Before she came via text, we already discussed that I was going to beat or whatever the case may be. When she came to the party, I did grab her by the hand and I took her into the bathroom. When I took her to the bathroom, I pulled my man out. You know what I'm saying? Pause. And I pulled her shit out and I poked in the bathroom. Group home shit. It's what niggas do.
Okay. Now, so that's being said, we got a little bit of time left, so we got. Bring the story to where it ends on your behalf, and then because that'll be pretty much the end of the show. And then we're going to clear up everything.
Huh?
Everything's going to get cleared up, but we got a new big cover from Sagittarius Black, Things Done Changed on Pre-Game Radio, and we'll be right back. 347-857-4302. We're talking real grown shit right now, so I hope ain't no kids listening and things like that. And we'll be right back.
Hey, yo, it's your boy Sag Black repping the Brooklyn Collective. You're now listening to Brooklyn Black in the Free Game Radio Show.
Remember back in the day?
Yeah. R.I.P. Big.
I remember when I loved honey. Now lately you've been acting funny. Please, baby, let's renew the flames. It's like back in the day.
A lot of things have changed.
It's like back in the days, we can grow from pain.
Remember back in the days when niggas had braids, gazelle shades, the cornbread, pitching pennies, honeys had the high top jelly, shooting skelly, motherfuckers was all friendly, lounging at the barbecues, drinking brews, with the neighborhood crews, hanging on the avenues, turn your pages to 1993, niggas is getting smoked, G, believe me. Talk slick, you get your neck slick quick. Cause real street niggas ain't having that shit. Toting text for rec, smoking blunts in the project hallways. Shooting dice all day. Waiting for niggas to step up for some fighting shit. We get hype and shit and start lighting shit. So step away with your fist fight ways. Motherfucker, this ain't back in the day, but you don't hear me though.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I remember when I loved honey.
Okay.
Now lately you've been acting funny.
Yeah.
Please, baby, let's renew the flames. Just like back in the day, we can grow.
I'm not a kid anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like back in the day, we can grow.
Check it. The names change, the roles remain. These youngins think Ross is big, the new Pac is Wayne. Screaming, you only live once, nigga. Who tell the gang while squeezing the trigger of the wand on they video game. Thug is a dying breed. It's all about getting high off weed. And my supplier keep Drake on repeat. A little too emotional for me, but he always seemed to hide like a 0-2 for me. I think I get it. Nah, I ain't on no pulpit. We seen with beef. Wanna party and bullshit, I ain't mad at him. I see the changes, black president, it's evident, life moving phases.
Yeah.
It only makes sense that our kids can't relate to this.
Okay.
That was the point, roll the joint, get baked to this. 2012 Raheem, walking with my stereo. But y'all don't hear me though.
I remember when boys went from yucky to ooh, give me more sweet kisses. When punches didn't start a fight, it just meant you saw a budget. When finger waves and Nefertiti earrings meant you were fly. Fast forward to the late 90s when respect was given freely. Without thinking, now it's just a theory. When men's pants was above their ass, now they show their asses as if they give it freely. When men took care of their kids and cribs, And now instead, they're doing big. I remember when smiles were more than just a mask. But y'all don't hear me though.
One, two.
Brooklyn Collective.
Check me out right here, yo. In a commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, hit him while wifey was with him. You heard of us, the murderers, most shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The son of they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitating, I'm in your mama crib waiting. Duct taping, your fam, destiny lays in my hands. Gat lays in my waist. Francis, M to the is H phenomenal. Gun rest under your vest by the abdominal. Rhyme a few bars so I can buy a few cars. Then I kick a few flows so I can pimp a few hoes. Excellence is my presence. Never tense, never hesitant. Even bent, real quick, real sick. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun. Ridiculous, and I'm quick to lust. If my ends you touch, kids or girl you touch. In this world I clutch, two or two, not toes. Used to call me Fatso, now you call me Castro. My rap flows, militant, y'all fat and killing. Oops, Cristal keeps spilling. You overdid it, home. You in the danger zone, you shouldn't be alone. Hold hands and say it like me, the most shady. Frankie baby, fantastic, graphic. Trying to make dough like Jurassic Park did, quick to spark kids who start shit. See me, only me, the underboss of this holocaust, truly yours, Frank White.
I'm a real live hit from front to back. Number people in the world, where the hell you at? Where my soldiers is at? Where my guards is at? Where the hell are women at? Where my people is at? We got the real live hit from front to back. Number people in the world, where the hell you at? Where my soldiers is at? Where my guards is at? Where the hell are women at? Where my people is at?
This is the big moment, the little kid from the star. Do or die, do or live, homie. Just finished up a shift, homie. Lance hit me up like sad. You know you got a spaz. Biggie, Nicki Minaj, get that young money. I set presidents, I legalize bars of kush. Hey Nicki, damn I love that Barbara Bush, I'm so silly. Ready for my close up, Miss Walton, 2020. Vision by as clear as the waters that I walk on. Takes me back to them recorders I used to talk on. Fast forward to these beats I draw chalk on. I'm so far gone, like a wire on fire, got my spark on. Kanye said turn off the lights, I turn the dark on. Eyes illuminate the night, like I'm parking. I got drive, no GPS or car can conquer. P.S. These haters find my lifespan bonkers. Try to leave me ghost like the rapper out of Yonkers. But Blends already told you I'm a motherfucking monster.
We got the shit mapped tight, brass knuckles and flashlights. The heaters in the two seaters with two meters. Senoritas, kiss rings when you meet us. D. Diddy run the city, show no pity. I'm the witty one, Frank the crook from the brook. Maddie broke the neck of your coat connect. No respect, squeeze off to all y'all diminish. Shootouts for 20 minutes until we finish. Then it's to the loot, escape in the coupe, break bread with the kiss. Panero, Sheik, Loots, Black Rob, join the mob. It ain't no replacing him, niggas step up. We just macing them, placing them in funerals. Criminals turn the vows to Brick City. Nobody come off like P. Diddy. Business-wise, I play men. Hide money on the island, Cayman. Y'all just betray men, we spray men. Opposition, competition of the day in the life of the commission.
Brooklyn Collective.
Yes, we're back on pregame radio. God, lucky me in the building. Now, look, tell us around the time when everything was coming to an end.
All right, can I just say one thing? I just got a message on my inbox, and she said that it sounds like a whore because I talk about my season thing like that. Real brief, the season is this. The season is this. You give a female 3 months to show what she's made of, whether she can bring financial status to the table, can she be a good conversationalist, does she have a great personality, do you guys mesh well? That's all it's about. You know what I mean? I know it sounds kind of crazy, and I'm talking like a whore. If you have me on Facebook, you probably think I'm a whore. It's not that. It's all about finding a good woman in your life. You know what I'm saying? But to go back to you, Brooklyn Black, and talk about when it came to an end, it started to come to an end where she called the police on me. She called the police on me, police to my residence, and she had a conversation with 5-0 and people, you know, Brooklyn natives and stuff like that, know that you don't talk to police. I'd rather you kick me in the nuts. Do not talk to police. And she started talking to the police, started saying reckless things, and she started lying. She's doing stuff like she's stealing my mail, checking my bank statements to see what I'm worth. She just was doing a whole bunch of crazy things, and I really don't need nobody. I got a lot going on with all my court cases. I'm fighting 3 court cases right now. I'm out on 2 bells. I don't need the extra stuff. And the only thing that's pretty much keeping us in conversation is the fact that my bell is in her name. If my bell wasn't in her name, I wouldn't even – I'd rather talk about snow bunnies than just be talking about her in this conversation.
Now, why did you steal her phone?
Why did I steal her phone? I didn't steal. When you say steal, steal is you take and don't give back. Am I correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. This is what happened. She drove me home, and we smoking whatever, mad high. When I get high, I eat, and then I go to sleep. So what I did was, now keep in mind, I'm paying her gas. And, you know, I go in the room, and she's in the living room with my man Mooka or whatever, and then all of a sudden she starts banging on the door. It's like 12:30 at night. Now, I live in an area where, you know, I got someone under me, pause, and someone on the side of me, pause. And so she's banging and banging and banging and banging and banging, or whatever the case may be. She didn't want to stop banging. Out of anger and rage, I snatched her phone. I was going to break it and throw it out the window or something like that. But I told her, I said, listen, go about your business and come back or something like that, or just leave. I own a business where I get iPhones and cell phones all day long. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't steal her phone. When she left, she went down. I guess she drove to the nearest police cop and then sent them. Not only did she send the police to the house, she talked about people, you know, Little Debbie, and I'm not supposed to live here. So when the sheriff called Little Debbie, he knew he's going on her business. Like, who does that? You don't do that to someone who's taking care of you. You know what I mean? You don't do that. I don't know if you – did you see that fight that I put with the Elmira girl?
Why is it that you put, because she's saying things that you have said as far as relationship-wise, you have made public as far as Facebook posts?
I did what?
You made them public as a Facebook post, like, so you documented that you said X, Y, Z, whatever the case may be.
What's up with her?
Yeah.
As far as, like, a relationship?
Right.
No, if she can pull that up, expose me. Pull it up. Go to the archives. Pull it up. Tell her to go to her inbox and pull. We want to see documentation. That's what it's about, what you can prove. That's what it's about. It's about what you can prove. And like I said, for someone that I took care of her, I took care of that girl. You know what I'm saying? I took care of her. You know, even when I was going to see Little Debbie, I was throwing a little $60 in her pocket, like, go to the bar, have a good time. You know what I'm saying? Me showing that I appreciate her. Huh?
Father?
I'm sorry. I'm saying, I used to put money in her pocket. Just me saying, yo, I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? You know, because she was doing things that I couldn't do. But I used to do it on my own. I used to take cabs. And so, like, if I need my cable bill paid, I would give her the money. It's not like she used any of her money. If she could say, like, yo, I was using my own money for anything, she's never used none of her money for anything. For nothing, is what I'm saying. So, you know, like I said, she has good to her. Huh?
Well, she said, you, other than that one time, you never put money in her pocket. And she said she has a witness for that one.
She has a witness that I have a witness that she ate out the girl Kelly. She's pussy for a little.
Oh, okay, so was that also a factor in the separation?
What?
That she ate out this alleged Kelly?
You're stupid. Nah, it was, like I said, she's been done. My thing is, like I said, to sum it up, my goal was just to help her. I just thought that, you know, the world, you know, she was dealt a bad hand. She gave me a story. like most girls do. They say they are sexually abused, and they usually pull the guy's emotion in. She pulled me in with a nice story. I'm a kid with a bad upbringing. I said, you know something? You know, I've done bad in this world. So I try to do, through my Lucky Me Foundation, I try to do good sometimes. I try to have a balance.
Foundation.
No, I'm being honest. I try to have a balance. You know what I mean? I'm not, I believe in God, and I'm not the most positive person all the time, but for the most part, I mean good. And so with her, all he meant good. When people were telling me, Lucky, why are you messing with this girl? Why is she around you? You know what I mean? Normally, I dig them down and get out of my life. But I just try to help her. She gave me such a good story that, you know, I just felt that I wanted to help her situation. But all it did was make her, she got so comfortable in not doing nothing, it kind of made me look like a dickhead. And then when I started messing with little Debbie, I started to open up a little more because my energy was migrating towards, you know, Ithaca, New York. And so she didn't like that because her well was going dry. And so when I was trying to position her to have her own apartment, she didn't want to sign the lease or whatever the case may be there. I said, listen, because the girl didn't pay her rent. I said, listen, I'll pay the rent. You just get on that lease. So you will have your own apartment. You call your own shots. You do what you want to do. She didn't want to do that because that would require responsibility.
All right. It's Free King Radio, 347-857-4302. Hope you guys have been caught up and paying attention, and this is mostly some type of entertainment, but we're going to get to another track. And matter of fact, before I even do that, I have one more question. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, What do you want to say about this whole thing, like this whole situation? What's the end result that you want?
All right. The end result to this is that females stop getting with God for status. Stop. And I say this abroad, not just her, because it's bigger than her. Because it happens, and it may be 3 months from now. I'm cool right now. I'm in a relationship with Lil Debbie. But let's just say if I break up with her, whatever case may be, which I don't see. But if I mess with a different girl, don't get with a guy because you think that he's going to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? Even if, he appears that. Oh, aim to be independent. Aim to have your own. So if a dude gets flyer than you, you'd be like, listen, I got money in the bank, boo. Da-da-da, this now. I don't need you, nigga. Da-da-da. Get on your own. You know what I'm saying? And just that's how I want to sum it up. Just don't be quick to mess with a man because you think he has money. And then when things go sour, his dick is little, his sex was whack. Only thing he does, he pussy and all that. He got good head. That's what they all say. That come up with something new. This it sounds repetitive. Keep it a buck. If you love penis, if the penis was great, like you know something, he's a dickhead and I hate him, but I love this penis. He had me nutting all over the house and this and that. Blah, blah, blah. Keep it 100. But they don't want to give the man credit when it's due because they feel some type of way because they don't want to give good with negative because it wouldn't be a proper balance for them. So it has to always be negative. Like, she probably thought I was going to get on here and say all some nasty things, and I could have got on here and said some nasty, nasty, terrible things. But that's not what this is about, because there's other female listeners who listen to your show because you're a popular guy, and they need to know that you cannot mess with a guy for money. Get to know him. Get to know his personality. Learn his likes and dislikes, his favorite foods, what makes him smile. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to get, treat a guy sometimes. Cooking meals and using food stamps and stuff like that. She had an agenda the whole time. It was Operation Get His Money. She couldn't get it like the rest of the girls, and now she's frustrated because she thinks Little Debbie is getting it.
All right, it's Free Game Radio. We got one more track, and like I said, we're near to an end, so it's gonna be rebuttal time.
I'm getting married too, Brooklyn Black. I'm getting married July 4th. I'm getting married. Just want to throw that out there. I got a baby on the way, and I'm getting married.
All right, congratulations. So we're going to get into that, and we'll be right back.
Woo! One, two. Check me out right here, yo. Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never, business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better. Yeah, right, no matter what, be airtight. So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself by assuming our music keeps you moving. What are you proving? You know that I'm two levels above you, baby. Talk me, baby, I'ma make you love me, baby. Talking crazy ain't gonna get you nothing but choke. And that jealousy is only gonna leave you broke. So the only thing left now is God for the tap. And baby, you know you're too hard for these cats. I'ma win cause I'm too smart for these cats. While they making up facts,
in the commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, him and Wild Wife, he was with him. You heard of us, the murderer, most shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The son of, they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitating, I'm in your mama crib waiting. Duct taping, your fam, destiny, lays in my hands. Get laid in my way. Francis, M to the insane phenomenal. Gun rest under your vest, body abdominal. So I can buy a few cars, then I pick a few floors, so I can pick a few holes. Excellence is my presence. Never tense, never hesitate. Leave a nigga bit, real quick, real sick. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun. Ridiculous, and I'm quick to bust if my ends you touch. Kiss a girl you touch, in this world I clutch. Q-Auto, Matos, used to call me Fatso, now you call me Castro. My rap flows, militant, y'all faggots ain't killing shit. Oops, Chris Stout keeps spilling shit. You overdid it, home. You in the danger zone, you shouldn't be alone. Hold hands and say it like me, the most shady. Frankie baby, fantastic, graphic, trying to make dough like Jurassic. Park kids, pick the spark kids who start shit. See me, only me, the underboss of this holocaust, truly yours, right, 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 right.
Get your math on, break it down, set it up, get your laugh on. See you later, dog, I'ma get my stash on. There's a bag full of money that I get my ass on. I never lose the passion to go platinum. Said I live it up to all the cash on. Ain't that funny? Only use plastic, craft it to make plastic. Hotter than acid, PD, blowing on your paper CD. The billboard killer, no steam killer. The famo, ammo, and every channel. We've been hot for a long time, burning like a institution. My song bumping Houston like Starbucks to Houston. You ain't got it like me, you just mad cause I tell her how it is and you tell her how it might be.
We got this shit mapped tight, brass knuckles and flashlights. The heat us in the two seaters with two meters. Senoritas, kiss rings when you meet us. P. Diddy run the city, show no pity. I'm the witty one, Frank the crook from the brook. Maddie broke the neck of your coconut. No respect, squeeze off to all y'all diminished. Shootouts for 20 minutes until we finish. Then it's to the loot, escape in the coupe, break bread with the kiss. Panero, chic loose, Black Rob join the mob. It ain't no replacing him, niggas step up. We just mazing them, placing them in funerals. Criminals turn the vows to Brick City. Nobody come off like P. Diddy. Business wise, I play men. Hide money on the island, Cayman. Y'all just betray men, we spray men. Opposition, competition of a day in the life of the commission.
I got the real life.
Respond to Amanda, and she's been waiting patiently. So now We got Amanda in the building. So Amanda, what's going on? What's lies? What's true?
Okay, what is true is, yes, he didn't pay my rent. No, I am not a gold digger. You gave me money once. You gave me, what, like $40, $60 after I came with your money to bail you out of jail. I never once told you I was going to keep your money. But you don't need to call me asking me all these stupid questions. Like, yes, I called you today. I'm not going to lie about that. I called you because I literally watched my grandfather die and I needed somebody to talk to. Everybody else was busy. I couldn't turn to my family because they were the way I was. And you were the first person who came to mind. Why? Because I still believed that you cared. But evidence shows you don't care. You never loved me. I don't care about that. I'm not a gold digger. Okay, yes, you put gas in my car for the places that you wanted to go. And, yes, you gave me money to pay your bills, and I paid them. Okay, a couple times, like, I didn't put all the gas money in my car, but it's because I still had gas and I knew I was safe. The money that I normally had was the money that I went to my grandmother for out of my inheritance. That was my money. I made you dinner more than 20 times. Granted, you know, you might not have liked it or I didn't cook it the way you wanted me to, but oh well, things happen. It happens in life. At least I do cook. I'm not mad at you about living with Sam. I could care less. I always could have cared less. If that's what you want to do, do it. But at least be completely honest about everything, because that's what you need to do. What else is there? I'm not even near the computer to even see what I said to you. Hold on.
Okay, so you're saying that you don't care that he's with you. So what's the thing you care about? What's the core issue here?
The core issue is, like, okay, yeah, I lied about being pregnant. Ever since the truth came out about that, I've never once said that, oh, this, that, and the third. I know I lied about that. Okay, I went and hung out with one of my guy friends and went up to his bedroom. Never had sex, never fucked him. I can put that on my nephew, I can put that on my two nieces. And you might not believe it because you want to say that I put on Logan, that I didn't call cops. Guess what, buddy? I never called them. They were already there. And why don't you be honest about that situation? I'm going to let you tell that one because I'm not going to put all your business out there. And you never signed my boobs when you met me when I was a genie. You asked me. I told you no. I did not fuck you until the third time I hung out with you. Yes, it was in the bathroom. It started all over a text about if I was shaved or not, and I told you that you would have to find out yourself. That one occurred. You did pay for cabs for me to go back and forth to your house to fuck me at night. Not gonna lie about that one. It was over 60 times, buddy. Get that one right, because I'm pretty sure we fucked for 2 months before I even moved in with you. And why don't you be honest about that one too? Let's see, what else? Like, at the end of the day, I loved you. I don't love you anymore because I see everything. I realize that you lied to me. If you really didn't love me and you told me all this bullshit lies, that's on you. Okay, yep. I'll put this little shirt on and this, that, and the third. I believed it. I didn't get my shit together because who was the one who said, oh, I want a girl who stays at home, cooks, does my laundry, and pays the bills for me while I go out and be the man and make the money. I never cared about your money. Nobody looked at your fucking bank statement. My nephew opened it, he didn't open it, I'm sorry. It was in my sister's car, and he threw it away. He's right here, and he'll vouch for that. Let's see, what else?
Okay, so...
Oh, and I never, never, never did anything with Hollywood. And you can even call Hollywood yourself and ask her. She will tell you. You never got a sad, sobby story for me at all. Don't even say that I gave you some story and you believed it. That's a lie. I let you know about my life as time progressed, just like you did.
So you weren't in an abusive relationship at the time of you guys meeting?
I wasn't in a relationship at all when we met. I just got done hanging out with, I just got done, like, talking to this one guy. When I crashed my car, I fucked it up because guys are weird. You're not a good man because you lie. Because you always think that somebody wants your money. The one person who can actually honestly sit here and tell you money doesn't matter to them, it's the simple things, and you still want to say, oh, I'm a gold digger? All right, buddy, believe what you want. Because I'm done fighting you on this whole situation. You paid $200 in rent from October to January. You put gas in my car for where you needed to go. I did everything that you asked me to. I cooked for you. Okay, sometimes you did buy meals. Nobody wanted your money.
Well, what else did he tell you?
You know what? I can't even. I know some of it is on my mobile uploads, but I can't get into them right now for some reason. It's only letting me get my profile picture.
Okay, now is this because of the fact that your hard drive had crashed?
No, that's the reason why I can't pull up that in my internet history that we were together, because that is on my job and in my internet history, and that hard drive has crashed. He does know that. And if really, I'm supposed to just give you $250 and just be like, get out of my life, and I'll just cash a bail check. I don't trust you enough anymore to give you $250. And you not show up to court. Are you serious?
So wait. So look, if she gave you $250, would you just leave her alone?
I'm on the air?
Yeah.
Listen. We know, she can't remember last time she had $250. She's not gonna give me $250. Don't be honest. Like, keep it funky. Keep it up. You let her talk. Look, no class. Where's the class? Where's the class and grace and the elegance? Where's the elegance? Can I talk, please?
I don't care about you. I'm not screaming.
Who does that? Now, Brooklyn, look, where's the class and elegance? No class. Where's the class? Oh, Mommy, New York.
Yo,
Brooklyn Black. She just said something that was a totally lie. I didn't say that a man, you know what I mean? She told me a story about a man. I said she had a relationship with Lindsay as a friend. Like, a friend relationship with Lindsay was really bad, and it was an abusive situation. That's what I said. I didn't say she was with a man, and it was a bad situation with a man, but she didn't say that. I can't. Can you hear what they're saying? I can't even hear what they're saying. They're screaming over there.
We can't hear y'all screaming. So let's get one spokesperson.
She's probably the person that's probably screaming is the person that was begging me to pay her rent. She's like, the girl's gonna say to me, her friend, her so-called sister, Tori, is going to be like, yo, oh, Lucky, are you going to pay? Look, she's cut me off. Look, Brooklyn Black. Look, she doing? She cut me off. She don't want me to get it out.
Exactly.
Look, Brooklyn Black. Her friend, Tori, was like, oh, Lucky, are you going to pay her $200? If that's your sister and friend, and if you're in a time of need, they shouldn't charge you for nothing like that. They should let you get on your feet, and then you pay them rent. But no, she goes from couch to couch to couch to couch. And she thinks she can go through life living for free. This is not a free world. You got to work hard for it.
What do you mean? I just bought a bed. What do you mean?
Brooklyn Black. Actually, when was the last time she just got a job within the last? She's got two jobs within the last week, which I commend her on. But she just started working. Why did it take her over a year to get a job?
I had a job when I was with you, babysitting for Carol. Carol will vouch for that. What else?
You lucky. I promised Carol that I wouldn't put her stuff on blast. But I'm gonna be a man of my word if not put her stuff on blast. But I'm gonna let you rock with that. I'm gonna be a man of my word, and I told her.
Wait,
Yeah, man, of your word. Okay.
So I'm being a man of my word and not put Carol's stuff on blast. I know how you really feel about Carol and that whole situation and stuff like that. And why were you fired from working for Carol?
You already know, and that's the wrong thing to know. My business.
Why were you fired after 2 weeks of working for her? Silence of the wind.
What?
Why were you fired?
One, please.
Brooklyn Black, are you there?
I'm here.
You see, she's not answering the question, right? She's not answering. People want to hear why was she fired after 2 weeks of working for her best friend or her friend, Carol?
Well, it's not relevant to YouTube.
It is relevant.
It is not relevant.
I can prove relevant. Brooklyn Black, she had some paperwork of mine in the bag. So, you know, me and Little Debbie is chilling at the house.
She's
cut me off, Brooklyn Black. And so Little Debbie, you know, she cleans up after me and stuff like that. And so as she goes into the bag, Brooklyn Black, she goes, "What is that smell, Lucky?" And now I'm like, "Nah, it's just paperwork. It shouldn't be, you know, some paperwork and some things of mine." We dump the bag out. Why do I find a condom, an open condom, a used condom in my bag?
No, it was never used.
Elmira Girls. And who did you say that condom belonged to, Amanda?
Wait, hold on. Let me put the shirt
back. You said that Carol took responsibility for the condom. Did you, yes or no?
Please, before I just...
Yes or no? Did you say Carol took responsibility for that condom?
Can I please come on mute so I can explain this whole situation?
Exactly, Brooklyn Black. Don't lie. Keep it funky.
You don't know me.
Fresh, keep it funky. That's what they said in the 80s.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
She's funky. Why? She said that condom belonged to Carol. So she was doing nasty things. She said, oh, she loved me and did all this. Who having sex in their cars and stuff like that, putting condoms in their person's bag?
This
is the thing that she do.
No one has sex in my Honda.
Burn her.
I don't want a good man.
I don't want a good hard-working, money-saving man. You don't want a good man. You want to go to the bar and drink, miss?
You don't want a good man.
Did you shower today?
What?
Did you take a shower today?
Yeah, I took a shower today.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Let's keep it funky.
All right, let's keep it funky then.
How dare you come on Blog Talk Radio, pregame radio, Brooklyn Black, and lie on the kid. Don't lie on me.
Nobody is lying on you. I'm telling the truth.
You're in men's bed. You don't care about Tori. You don't care about Carol. Keep it funky. I'll keep it a buck. I tell people to their face, I do not like you. You see me tell people to their face, I'll beat people up just because I don't like them. You see me do that. I'm a man of my word. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Hold on. Bring everybody back. I just want to play one more track, and then we're going to come back and get things up, because we got more callers that want to get their 2 cents in and things of that nature. We airing it out. Again, it looks like all the third laundry's flying out. It's free game radio. Put them Black Lucky Me in the building. Amanda and everyone else who's watching with us tonight. Yeah, I know what it is. And I think I found the perfect song for this. Let me know if you agree. We'll be right back.
I know we
don't treat you like I treat you. Time to explain the game and see through. Sex is lethal. I ain't gonna lie. Means to get you back. I ain't gonna try like this, y'all. My girl fucked another nigga dick, y'all. Like in with the chrome down 6, y'all. One day was creeping. Two trips to VA every third weekend. While you were sleeping, hit you on the box. 69 cold non-stop. Should've left you then, but my heart said not. You knew too much. The relationship grew too much. You knew about the crack pound. Means to be trial. Boy, I hit go under the bathroom towel. Waited for a while, thought you would do the right thing. Then things got frightening. Beat the scene. Sort of like Sam Rothstein. Guess you ginger, huh? Go figure. Never thought you to be a gold digger. Take my dough and spend with the next nigga. Ask my man Digger, my ace boom boom. Told me cut the bitch off for this shit balloon. Now I'm like Brandy sitting in my room. Pissy drunk, listening to stylistic tunes. For the OJs, thinking about the old days. My niggas like, fuck that bitch, go play. Baller, if she beat you, don't call her. Guess who I seen that freak bitch call her. She was asking about your whereabouts. Is it digits? No, you can wear that out. Tear that out the frame. Your game's so tight, you be all fucking tonight. Feel me?
It is over between Lucky Me and Amanda. It's, you know, it's the play. But hey, wasn't that song appropriate for y'all too? Wasn't that song appropriate for the topic tonight? can I give a shout out? You know, but I'll give you guys, you know, right now, to give, you know, one final simple word to each other. Can I get a shout out?
Sure.
All right, that's who I want to give a shout out to. At the end of the day, like I said, God bless her, but I want to give a shout out to Lil Debbie Cake. The reason why I want to give a shout out to Lil Debbie Cake, and I'll be honest with the people, you know what I'm saying? You know, she did some things in the beginning of the relationship. She cheated on me and stuff like that. But it's not about how you start the race. It's how you end the race. And so, you know, I want to give a shout out for her miraculous change.
Too many to count.
Look, can I, what's going
going on here? I feel like it's important. What's going on?
Let's get it going. You're going to get your time. You're going to get your time. Hold on.
All right, I want to give a shout out to I want to give a shout out to Little Debbie. Now, this is about Little Debbie and what's going on, and our beautiful baby going on.
Oh, I know. I'm game.
So Amanda, do you have a final civil word that you want to say to Lucky?
Final civil word. If you were trying to hurt me or make me mad with your little shout out, it didn't work. I actually kind of laughed a little.
Other than that,
I don't hate you. I don't care for you anymore. Let's see. I respect the good things that you did for me. I don't respect the rest. Right now.
Hey,
tell your children
to chill.
And that's the girl that kicks out. Could you just get dressed and let me do this? Thank you. 32 and a half naked in your living room, asshole.
Wow. She's washed up. Old, washed up, dino bunny.
Keep talking shit. See what happens. The whole truth's coming out, buddy.
Dinosaur.
Hey,
tell her she's not coming in clear so we can't hear her yelling. So she got to, like, chill. She's washed up. She's a dinosaur. She's washed up. She can call in and not yell because, like I said, we can't hear her.
This is Elmira, New York. These women don't have no class. That's why they're single with all these kids, because they don't know how to treat a man.
Man, what's a man? Could you tell me? Could you just tell me that? What's a man? What is a good man? Tell me that.
That's not what the conversation is about.
It's kind of crazy being a guy what it looks like. But big shout out to Amanda and whoever she got in the background yelling at the top of her lungs. Big shout out to Lucky Me. And hopefully we got some clarity in the situation. It looks like as of right now there is going to be no resolution to it.
Brooklyn Black.
Yo.
Listen, it's not that big of a deal. It's just one of those things, man. It's one of those, like, I don't hold no malice in my heart. My thing is that I want her to understand this. These people that, like the girl that's screaming in her background, these girls just did her dirty. These girls just kicked her out her house. If she ain't bringing money, they kicked her out. They talk shit behind her back, and she continued to go to these people and go to bars and be in cahoots with these people. All I'm trying to teach her is, like, listen, man, you have to stand on your own and understand that when people talk shit about you, it's okay to cut them out your life. It's okay to cut Lucky Me out your life. If you feel some way about me, cut me out. It's cool. Will she bring me that $250? No, she won't. Will she try to call me and text me later? Probably she will. Am I angry at her? I'm not angry. I'm fine. I'm in Ithaca, New York. I'm on my big screen iMac watching the show. Got my big screen TV. Got my snow bunny. You know what I'm saying? My soon-to-be wife laying down half naked. I'm in a good space. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a good space. I'm about to open a new store. I'm in a good space. And so all I want to say to her is that it's okay to be alone, to find yourself. You got two jobs. Go back home to see your family. Stay away from them people that was shitting on you when you didn't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, work hard, save your money, get your own place. Be a strong woman, you know what I mean? Stop running to the people that, you know, it's funny how in life, treat the people that dog us the most, we treat them the best. And the people that love us, we treat them like shit. So it's like, also I want to convey to her, just because these people, they're only hanging around with you because you're driving them to the bars and stuff like that. They know you're a drive drunk and stuff like that. Just take some time for yourself and learn yourself. Be, you know, you got to work tomorrow. You get ready so you can be fresh-faced for your job, for your employer, so you can get the most of his money. You know, like, be a lady, you know what I mean? Be a lady. Save your food stamps. Don't spend your $200 food stamps by the tenth from buying cookies and snacks. Bust it out, you know what I mean? Make a food plan. Budget that $200 out. That's all I wanted to convey to her. I want to thank you for having me on the show. Shout out to Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? Bed-Stuy, shout out to Brooklyn Black Pregame Radio. Shout out to Mr. New City and all I got going on, all my snow buddies and everything. I want to thank you for giving me a platform to convey and get my side out. And I thank you for that, sir.
All right, no doubt. Now, we got to go. We got one more thing for a minute, then we got to shut down because, you know, it's getting late. So, Ms. Lynn, is something else you want to say?
For one, who's my in step six? I've lost, I'm 195 now. So that puts me at 85 pounds. I've lost 85 pounds. So, who's my in step six? You, because you get high and eat all the time. For two, ever since you're out of my life, I've been back to my normal me. I've gotten two jabs. Granted, I'm back home with grandma and grandpa, but you know what? At least I know that that's always going to be stable. I know that's always going to be there. I have my own room. I have my own bed. I have two jabs, which, if you told Melissa to look out for me, and I just now got the job Sunday. Why did it take so long? If you helped me out, why did that take so long? And I do that alone. Why? Because when I'm in a relationship, I get too focused on that other person to make that person happy. And when I'm by myself, I make myself happy. And I feel so good about that. And I can be out here fucking protected and still be able to do what I do. Honey, your show sucks. My show is going on. And I'm so happy about that. And you know what? I wish you and Sam the best of luck, but I give you guys 3 months. And I still stand by everything I told you. And I'm not going to text you. I'm not going to call you. I don't need you. I had a moment of weakness today. I admit that. Other than that, I don't need you. I never needed your money. I never needed anything from you. And the day that you wake up and realize that and say, damn, I'm sorry, Hooters, it's going to be too late. Sorry.
All right, so like I said, big shout out, Lucky Me Amanda, for being on the check-in. Good thing, like, it was able to get all civil and things like that. And this couldn't be any more truer. Fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam, protect the claim. Don't drink and drive. You know, enjoy. You know, we want you pregame with us. Tune in to us later on tonight, 10 p.m. You know, it's already after 12, so we'll be back on tonight, 10 p.m., doing the damn thing. You already know what to do, and we got more show for you tomorrow. All right? You guys have a good one, and I'm about here. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.